A person needs to know where they are, where they're going, and what time it is. But when people fly, they feel like they've lost these moorings. They feel anxious. And this anxiety acts as a disincentive to air travel. Nobody wants to feel anxious. We want to feel safe, on Earth. But in reality, time and place no longer exist in the world. There is no time in the city, there is no place on the high street. The safety of the ground is an illusion. I'd only went to the toilet. 2 minutes. I was sitting there working out how much cash I could get together to stake when I heard the Hoover. It came to me quite slowly where the sound was coming from. I waited until it stopped before I could bear go see. She was just plugging it back in when I got there. She switched it on and smiled at me. That's the place a wee bit cleaner anyway. One day, Alan, Slavery Sam and Johnny the Dowper were sitting on the fern midden. The three piggies were busy haying a piggy blether.
You see that big yet?
Johnny the Dowper said.
What's behind it?
Nothing for pigs, replied wee Alan. Dinna you mind it. Nothing you say, cried Slavery Sam. Dinna be a daft skate.
Do you want in? Juice or a biscuit?
We've got, 3 rich teas and... Hey, a jammy dodger.
James Dean did this with a bottle of milk. Cooling his fevered brow and rebel without a cause. Have you seen it? Nah. Bit old for you, eh?
And then we see her. Standing in front of us, right in the middle of the road. It's a woman. A young woman, but we can't see her face because she's got it covered up. Her whole body's covered up with one of the things you get in Afghanistan. What do you call them? A burqa. Aye, something like that. Bright blue. Who in the lusty stealth of nature take more composition and fierce quality than doth within a dull, stale, tired bed go to the creating a whole tribe of fops got between asleep and wake? Well then, legitimate Edgar, I must have your land. Our father's love is to the bastard Edmund as to the legitimate. Fine word, legitimate. My mistress with a monster is in love. Near to her close and consecrated bower while she was in her dull and sleeping hour, a crew of patches, rude mechanicals that work for bread upon Athenian stalls, were met together to rehearse a play. Intended for great Theseus' nuptial day.
Hello and welcome to A Sandwich for Scotland! And in front of our studio audience today, competing to win the title of Best Scottish Sandwich Maker, allow me to present today's contestants. Alex, the Big Cheese Matheson. Kirsty, Eat Your Greens Greenhorn. And last, but by no means least, all the way from Aberdeen, the Granite City itself, gorgeous Gary Gray!